It's an assemblage of very talented people and a very dedicated leader who's decided that maybe he can do things faster, better, cheaper. And a lot of people said, no, you can't do all three. But whether a lot of people think he's pulling rabbits out of a hat, at least there's a significant achievement that I think will get people to think a bit more about innovation and putting ideas together and then getting things done with a minimum overhead.
The big question, I suppose, is what future does commercial space activity have when you put it side by side with agencies like NASA and so on, which are government funded?
Well, it's not going to go anywhere if it's competing with government funded, because the decisions of who the passengers are going to be decided by the government. Most of the passengers initially are going to be government people.
What's the future then in your mind for commercial space activity?
Very, very high. It's comparable to the Wright brothers and World War One, and that's what the airplane was used for. And then the U.S. government, wise people, decided to start flying the airmail. And when flying the airmail for the government proved successful, then we started taking people. I think we've reached that point where the government does not run all the airlines in the country or in the world. But competition, innovation does. And that has been the success of the airline business and private travel. And I expect the same sort of thing will happen with space, but not right away.
Do you expect now to see a commercial outfit put a man into orbit?
Of course.
How soon?
If they have to compete with the government, not very soon, because they won't get the investors. But if they have the investors and if they can use rockets that have been subsidized by the government but are flying commercial satellites, like the Air Force rockets, like the Atlas and the Delta and other internationals, they fly commercial satellites up into space. And if, in addition to that, we have some spacecraft that the government has developed but is not using, especially ones that land on a runway, those are pretty attractive. And if those are available for the commercial people, and they are, and we can get the investment, and we can put that spacecraft on that rocket, then it can do a pretty good job, and it'll get support, and that's how it ought to happen. And we're trying to do that, but we've got to put money there so that the government can then put its money on leadership in space and expanding human presence outward in space. Now, as far as the U.S. is concerned, there's no point in expanding human presence with a lot of money if we've already been there. And I'm speaking of the moon.